It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, sometimes that happens. My tie goes clear down like this. How do you like it? Do you like it to look like that? It's sort of like the arms on a windmill, isn't it? Of course, you'd need about four of them going around in a circle for that. Boop, 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 boop. Speaking of windmills, ladies and gentlemen, look. This windmill was bought in a store, and a friend of mine, five-year-old boy, handed it to me and said, Mr. Rogers, it doesn't work. Well, I had some thoughts about it. Wait a minute till I put on my shoes. I always work better with my sneakers on. When you come home from a party or from school, do you change into play clothes? Sometimes it's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, I learned that a long time. Did you talk with your family last night about those things we were talking about yesterday? About when your mother was young and your dad was young? Well, let's see what we can do for the windmill. Now, the first thing, this should certainly fit on here, don't you think? Because there's a little hole in there, and this thing comes out like that. That should certainly go on there. Let's try. Has to go just to the right place, or it won't go in at all. There it is. Well, just what I wondered about. That's why the bag. Some store-bought things have to have batteries to make them turn around. Now let's see if this is what this needs. Isn't that amazing? Batteries. Lots of things to wonder about in the world. Scientist Alder would know all about what make batteries do things. Maybe your mom or your dad would. Now let's see, this business should turn it on. Now let's see if it keeps going. It does. Good. Well, we've got you fixed for our friend. Yes, sir. We'll keep it for a little while. You know, there's a windmill not too far from here. I'll show you on the map. On over. Bum bum ba dum ba dum ba dum bum 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 ba dum ba da dum bum ba da da dum. Here's where we are, you know. Right here. And down the street we go. Let's take a trip to that windmill. Alright? It goes way, it's way over here. Right over there. There it is. And pretend we're going there. Run up to the windmill. Touch the arms. That one isn't moving. See that long pole there? That's attached to that wheel. And when they want to move the head of it, the top of the windmill, they make that wheel go round and around and around and around and around. And then they can move the top so that the vanes will go right into the wind, no matter where the wind is blowing. Come on upstairs. That's what you see from the very top of that windmill, because you're up high. Come on inside and we'll take a look at the machinery inside that makes the grind. This is a windmill for grinding grain. See those little wooden things? They go into each one of those holes. And that makes it go around and around, and that's attached to a great big stone. So that in it goes around and around and around. And the stone is just down below, and the stone's on top of another stone. And you put the great big kernels of corn, grain in there, and the two stones go around and around and grind it. Around and around and around. See, they just press against each other, and then the grain's in the middle, and it gets to be very, very fine. There's one of the stones, that's the top one. Now we'll go downstairs. Right up there is the bottom part of the other stone. That's the bottom part. And so they grind by those two stones. And then the grain comes down that chute. And it's all fine and ready for somebody to use to make some bread. And outside the windmill, it is. See the chains on the bottom? They're chains right along the bottom here that are keeping it from going around. See, right along there are their chains so that these vanes don't go around. Did you enjoy the trip to the back door bell? Let's see who's there. Who's at the back door? Hey, how are you, Mrs. Rubin?
How are you, Mr.
You've got a windmill yourself.
Well, sure.
Did you make it?
No.
I didn't make this one either.
Oh.
Come on in.
That makes me feel better.
Well, you've got some others here.
Yes, my friends heard that you were interested in making windmills.
Boom, the windmill.
That was a strong wind that blew over that
it
windmill,
sure
wasn't
is. There we go.
They heard that you were interested in making windmills, and so they made some.
Great, I'd like to see them.
Okay, this one is by a 6-year-old girl, and she made this out of a milk carton and some cardboard, and it even turns.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very hard to make a windmill.
I know it is. A lot of people don't even know what they are.
That's right. And especially if you haven't got one near you, it's pretty hard to imagine what a windmill looks like. But even this 5-year-old boy who'd never really seen one but had seen pictures was able to make this windmill. I think it's pretty good, don't
you?
It's
a great one. That looks like the one we just visited.
Mm-hmm.
With the upstairs window and all.
Right.
How old did you say he was?
5.
Boy.
Isn't that something?
Good for the 5-year-old.
And here's a 5-year-old girl who made hers by taking a styrofoam ball and sticking in pieces of cardboard for her vanes.
I like that.
And this is the building.
They don't need to work, do they, to be good?
No, they can just look like windmills, because that's probably the most important thing to somebody who's never really seen one in operation.
Decorations.
That's right. Sometimes they don't even look exactly like windmills, but they give us the idea of a windmill, don't they?
Yeah, it's straws, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, just straws. Folded over. 6.5.
Boy, you have the best ideas. You sure do. That's where we get ours, aren't they?
I don't think I could ever have as many ideas as my friends. Look at this one. Now, I never would have thought of that.
And those are straws for a ladder.
Isn't that something? And the veins that go off up the top.
And pipe
cleaner. In all different directions.
Doesn't that excite you when you see so many ideas from people?
It almost makes me jealous. And here's a very small one made with a paper cup and a little vein made out of paper, folded paper.
I guess it would go this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, there's a back door.
In case you want to go in the back.
Uh-huh.
And this one has a front door, and it's made out of an old carton, which was painted. And this is the way the veins look on this one. This was by a 7-year-old girl.
That looks a little bit like a person, that windmill. You know, the mouth and the nose and the eyes.
I never thought of that. It certainly does.
Back door, another person.
This one's by a 6.5-year-old who said that hers was made out of brick and stone. And
boy,
these are
isn't
the veins.
That a fancy one?
And this is by an 8-year-old boy.
It's got a little styrofoam in it, too.
Right.
Oh, that one's wood.
Who made his out of wood. Well, he's a good carpenter, you know, and he knows how to work with wood.
Sure does.
And his veins move, too.
Any chance of making one?
Well, if you can work very fast,
sure.
I think we can manage, because I think we have some very... all kinds of materials here, and maybe you can find something that will make something that will go around.
Yeah, I like this
one. I'm going to see what I'm going to do.
Whatever you find at home, you could use for making. I like that one, you know, with the stuck in the styrofoam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're using old popsicle sticks, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I've got some pipe cleaners here, but I bet you can't guess what I'm gonna do.
No, that looks like a monocle or something.
Hmm. It's a secret.
Let's see if this works.
Very good.
How's yours coming?
Oh, fine. Almost finished.
Hey, there's a blowy something, then it swings right back to you.
Sort of like little Sir Echo.
Yeah.
Gee, you know, I told my friends that I would bring back the windmills that I brought you.
Oh.
And I think some of them are going to be at my
house
pretty soon, so...
Well, I put them in this bag, and then this one didn't fit in.
Okay. That's so big.
Thanks for bringing these things by.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Could I use them again?
Oh, sure. I wish you would.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Mrs. Rubin. Tell your friends they have great ideas.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye. Great ideas is right. Must be time. It must be time. Let's use our pretend telescope, okay? Must be time for the trolley. Let's look and see. Do you see the trolley coming by the neighborhood of make-believe? There's Daniel's clock. And there's Daniel. Why, he's talking with handyman Negri. Wonder what they're planning. There's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. How are you, neighbor? Good. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? We saw Mr. Negri there. Would you? Okay, well, we'll come with you and we'll go slowly. In we go. Thank you.
did.
Well, Daniel, I tried what we thought would work, you know.
Yeah.
But the king said, no building on the grounds.
Oh, dear. But Scientist Alder says that's the best place for the wind velocity.
I know he said that, but you know how the king is.
Yeah. Well, have you talked with Don Quixote?
Yes, and he's very disappointed. You know, he's always wanted to live in a windmill.
He's a little scary at first, isn't he?
Who do you mean, the king?
No, Don Quixote.
Oh, did you find him scary?
Yeah, I thought he would bite me with that big mouth of his.
Well, you know, he used to bite people, but he learned how not to. Now he just uses his mouth for talking and for eating.
Yeah, well, does King Friday know that?
Gee, I don't know. Why?
Well, you know, maybe King Friday's afraid of Don Quixote, too.
I never thought of that, Daniel.
No. Well, you know, he'd never tell anybody if he was. King Friday, he wouldn't.
That's right. Because he's a king, and most kings wouldn't let on that they have scary feelings.
No. Well, why don't you find out?
Me? How?
Yeah, well, just go and ask King Friday.
Just go and... Daniel, you must think I'm brave or something.
Well, you could be brave and just go and say, King Friday, are you afraid of Don Quixote? You know, like that. Be brave, Joe, and be strong, my friend.
Okay, Daniel.
And try again. Oh. Be brave and strong.
Be brave and just be brave. Be brave and then be strong. Be brave. You'll not be wrong if you are right. Keep your chin up tight and be brave and then be strong. Be brave and then be strong. Be brave. You'll not go wrong with fighting might. You will reach the sight. So be brave and be strong. Miss Polyphagate! Miss Polyphagate, sorry, I was trying to be brave. Miss Polyphagate, I wonder, this is Mr. Negri. Yes, oh, you recognize me. I wondered, could I see King Friday? It's very important. Oh, I see, he's in the garden walking his bird. Well, fine, I'll be right over.
Emus polyglottus is my pet. Emus polyglottus is my pet. Emus polyglottus is my pet. Have you met my pet yet, Mr. Negri?
Why, yes, King Friday, yes, I've met Mimus.
You know, yes. Mimus polyglottus, do you not?
Lovely pet, lovely
yes,
pet.
Yes, a fine met. Bird, fine yes. Bird, sometimes flies away a bit, but... Yes, but otherwise, very, very easy to take care of. Very small mouth, you know.
Yes, very small. Yes, yes, tiny yes. Beak there.
Tiny beak wouldn't hurt a person at all, no. Never hurt anyone. Nice Mimus.
Truly a very, very lovely pet, Your Highness.
Yes, that's right.
Sir, I hate to interrupt you while you were, you know, out here enjoying your free moment, but I have a question for you, sir.
Is it a matter of state?
Yes, it is. It's a matter of your state.
Well, then you may ask it, for this is a state day.
Well, sir, you see, I was wondering, sir,
yes.
how you felt about, well, just
Hee-haw.
What you feel.
Hee-haw. Hello there. How's everybody?
Donkey.
Hi, Don Quixote. Yes, I haven't seen you in a while. How do you do, Donkey? Keep your distance.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. How are you, Mr. Negri?
Fine, Donkey.
Good.
It's good to see you.
Getting any further over here? You know what I mean.
No, we were just beginning.
Donkey, What a large mouth you have. Hold Mimus for me, please.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Hee-haw. All the better to eat.
Oh, no.
All the better to eat my food and speak with.
Donkey, didn't you ever tell King Friday that you don't bite people anymore?
Hee-haw, never had a chance, honey.
You don't bite people?
Not anymore. I used to, but I learned how not to, right?
Right.
Could I be sure of that, Don Quixote?
Sure. Hold out your hand and I'll prove it to you.
Hold out my hand? Ooh, well, let me see you. Oh, no.
Oh, go on, try. Be a good royal sport. Yeehaw.
Let me see.
Come on. Closer.
Well, I never done this before, and I'm not so sure that I want to.
Your Highness, I'm sure that Don Quixote, means no harm at all.
Never any harm.
No, I'm sure.
No, sir. Oh, I used to bite people, but now I don't. Use my mouth for talking and chewing my food.
Right.
You're sure of that?
Ah, come on, try.
Oh, what a lovely donkey you are. This is truly a tame donkey, Mr. Negri.
Yes, sir.
Well, donkey, yes, lovely. I suggest that you draw up some windmill plans for this tame donkey and perhaps begin a bit of construction somewhere around the good wind velocity station. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, we'd be delighted, sir. Of course we would. Yes, we'd be very happy.
Give me my bird.
Yes.
Here, Mimus, I want you to try this nice donkey. Try it with Mimus here. Didn't hurt a bit. Did it, Mimus?
Very good.
Wonderful.
Yes,
well, farewell. Yes, lovely day.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
Sure it is. Boy, giving up that biting people has really paid off.
Well, I'll tell you, Don Quixote, it sure does, because any time we grow up a little bit, it pays off.
Well, let's get to work then, Mr. Negri.
Okay, why don't we go tell Henrietta and Daniel, because they're so anxious to find out how things are coming along.
Great. This is a pleasant neighborhood.
Okay.
Pleasant neighborhood.
Okay. Hi, Charlie. Yeah.
Great.
You can do that with your fingers or your puppet play. You wouldn't put your hand in a real donkey's mouth, of course. But you know, a lot of people have had a lot of trouble about biting in growing up. And it's sort of growing up inside that we're talking about, isn't it? Growing inside isn't easy, but it sure helps people to know us and like us better. It does. And it has something to do with love, too. Because when you love somebody, you want them to know that that you care about them. When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tear. Love is stronger than your fear. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love. You're a mighty special person, you are. Yeah. Well, it looks as if Don Quixote's going to be able to have his windmill where the wind blows free. Be some wind, will you? Blow. Blow real hard, and then I'll put up my... Good. Whoa. Yes, sir, you are good wind blowers. Yeah. Gee. It's almost time for our week together to be over. I won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking about you. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Oh, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow, and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day. Guess how? That's right, by just your being you. How about being a windmill for a second? We can just be part of one, can't we? Yeah, blow it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Guess what I forgot? The windmill for my friend. I fixed it. I've got to take it to him. Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.